Are you looking to increase your self-confidence? It is very important to break all the walls behind your success. If yes, if you want to overcome low self-esteem, fear of rejection, fear of failure, and all the things which are happening in your life because of low self-confidence, I will definitely help you, because once I was also been through this stage. So listen to this podcast at the end and follow the 8 steps I have mentioned. They will definitely work for you. I am thanking all of you from bottom of my heart to be here on Aspazone, the smartest self-improvement podcast hosted by me, Ashwini Parikh. So today we will be very straightforward to the point. So our today's topic is how to increase self-confidence. If you are currently feeling low in self-esteem or self-confidence, is it possible to transform this feeling into one of higher self-esteem or self-confidence? In the moment, during bouts of low confidence, this may not seem possible to you, but I believe there are intentional actions you can take to increase your self-confidence. You have the internal power to take control of your confidence and change it to create higher levels of self-confidence. By taking control of your life and taking the opportunity to boost self-confidence through intentional actions and habits, you can increase your self-confidence without the help of others. Below, I ran through 8 intentional actions you can take to increase your self-confidence. These are a mix of proven strategies for my clients, and also these strategies also works for me as well. You don't need to do all of them. One or two may align with you more than others, so pick the ones that appeal most and give them a try. If the ones you have tried don't work, try a different one to find the perfect actions to boost your self-confidence. Here are the 8 actions in no specific order. Remember, there is no specific order. So let's begin. Number 1 point, increase your capabilities. How can you boost self-confidence? By increasing your capabilities. And how do you do that? By making a commitment and having the courage to follow through. Through practice and achieving improvement every day. Just do small bits at a time. If you want to be a more competent speaker, for example, don't try to speak in front of 100 people on your first go. This will never work, okay? Just begin to speak more, okay? Just begin to speak more. Speak at smaller networking events, record some short videos, and then improve your mistakes by seeing those videos. Talk to a small group, so by improving yourself continuously, that will work for you. Talk to a small group of close friends or peers on a subject you well know. This will work. The more you speak, the better you will be. I'm repeating this sentence. The more you speak, the better you will be. That incremental improvement will boost your self-confidence. Set aside 15 minutes to practice speaking, for example, and that practice will increase your capabilities. Point number 2, use your past as a guide. Think back to a time when you achieved something but were fearful at the beginning. Okay, what lesson can you learn? How was your confidence when you achieved that thing? Was there a progress you went through to overcome that fear? If you have a number of examples of overcoming fear, you may notice patterns of courage developing that you can use to overcome any current challenge that scares you. Trust me, this will happen. This will work for you. This simple thinking exercise will prove to you that you have the ability to overcome things you are fearful about at the starting. Knowledge of previous achievements can help boost your self-confidence. Point number 3, start with small steps. Rather than jumping straight in and tackling the big frogs, set a small goal and achieve it. People often make the mistake of shooting for something far bigger than their capabilities, their current capabilities. When they fail, they get discouraged, frustrated, and start beating themselves up for failing. Instead, focusing on so instead focus on achieving something you know that you can achieve it. Once you will achieve it, you will feel good and self-confident. Then set another small goal and achieve that. This builds in positive momentum and belief. You will develop new capabilities and in turn boost self-confidence. Soon, you will be setting bigger goals and achieve those too. Point number 4. Focus on the positive. Rather than focus on weaknesses that you wish to improve, focus on your strengths and expand them. One of the things I have learned is to replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. By my intentionally creating positive thoughts and reframing bad situation into a positive focus made me great things happen. With that tiny mindset shift, I was able to get new clients quicker and stay confident and positive every day. So let's continue it again. Start with our fifth point, which is stop negative self-talks. This is an essential mindset to master to increase your self-confidence. You have to be aware of your own thinking and give yourself some time and space to think about your thinking. Become more aware of yourself, your self-talk, and the thoughts you have about yourself and what you are doing. If there are specific themes to the negative self-talk, step back from that thoughts. Okay, if there is something negative you are seeing that you are talking with you, step back from that thought and ask yourself, why am I thinking that? Is there a more positive way of looking this again? When you catch negative self-talk, try to replace the thoughts with a positive one. If you think you are far away from achieving your goals, stop and reframe that thought. Think instead about how far you have come from where you just started, where you started back. Then, negative becomes positive and self-confidence gradually rise. Point number SIX 6. Understand your unique strengths. When you spend time doing things you love and you are great at, your self-confidence is at a high level. I am sure your self-confidence will be at high level when you are doing the things you love. And conversely, doing things that bore you, that frustrate you, this can lower your energy level. And so spend some time understanding your unique strengths and then try to spend more time doing those things that utilize those strengths. Understanding your unique strengths and the things you love to do, this will be a great step to increase your confidence level and boost up it with a very great number. Point number 7. Celebrate achievements every day. Self-confidence grows when we achieve something that is important to us. However, we often fail to recognize and celebrate all the great little wins we achieve every day. This will be helpful. At the end of each day, write down 3 things you have achieved or are grateful for you. This is a task for you. Go and do it from today onwards. This simple habit of celebrating achievements is one of the best practices for boosting self-confidence daily. I have also done it and found it to a great. So, this works for me. This will also works for you. Do that. Point number 8. Really understand yourself. When you are trying to overcome a negative self-image and replace it with self-confidence, your enemy is often yourself. Okay? Most personal transformations start internally and come from making a commitment. The key to creating this transformation is to really understand yourself in a better way. So this is the 8th point to improve your self-confidence, which is understand yourself in better way. This will works for you. So, on a very last note, increasing confidence will take commitment and a lot of courage. The intentional actions I have told in this particular podcast will help you to overcome fear and boost your confidence. Some of them will work really well together to expand the impact, while others will work well in the isolation only. So, find the best solution for you that works and stick with it, okay? So, this is our today's episode on how to increase self-confidence. And yeah, if you have any suggestions for the next episodes, suggest us by DMing me on @AshwiniParikh19 on Instagram. I am repeating @AshwiniParikh19 on Instagram. Or you can email me on aspazone@yahoo.com. I will solve your problem with a shout out of your name. So do that. So this is Ashwini Parikh from Aspazone signing off. We will meet again in the next episode of Aspazone. Till then, follow us on wherever you are seeing this podcast, and a recommendation also, watch all the episodes uploaded till now and our future episodes also. Till then, bye bye. I will see you again, my confident brother and sister.